Hour three here on the Swain event is fueled, well, Swain event is fueled by Dead End Barbecue, and hour number three is powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com, reinventing men's healthcare. Hit us up on the free Swain event app for Android and Apple devices. You can text the show with your questions or comments or smart remarks. We'll take it all. We'll take it all. Gentlemen, start your new year prioritizing your health with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They exclusively specialize in men's wellness and follow strict medical guidelines for your health and safety. They are one of the leading men's medical providers in the country. And for your convenience, they offer a monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments, providing convenience and additional health monitoring measures for your safety, including a take-home blood pressure monitoring cuff. Self-injected home treatments are just $135 a month for self-pay or covered by most health insurance. Low T Center, lowtcenter.com, reinventing men's healthcare. Let's go to the text box this morning. Text box. What's up, text box? Let's see what we got here. If Ty picks Clemson, Alabama, he's like a parent spanking their kid. This will hurt me more than it hurt you. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know, I've never experienced that. You know, growing up, loving your team, and then having to pick between the team that I love and a team that maybe is the best for my career. I've never experienced that. You know, growing up, I didn't love one team. I wasn't a lifelong fan of a team. That would be a very difficult decision to pick your head, heart. I mean, my decision was my head and my heart. I didn't have to choose between them, my head and the heart. They work together as one. Man, I do not envy Ty Simpson as a 17, 18-year-old young man. Mm-mm. A lot of pressure. Playing quarterback from the home state. The team that you love needs you more than ever.
Man. It would be hard for me to go elsewhere. I mean, we've talked many times on this show about how I didn't get to experience the golden age of Tennessee football. I was 3 years old when Tennessee won a national championship, and even the last of the former days, I was in middle school. So even the end of the former era, I didn't truly get to appreciate it. I got to appreciate Eric Berry. That's why he's one of my favorite Vols ever, because that was when I was first truly understanding what Tennessee football is and remembering players and that sort of thing. Ainge and your crop of guys were kind of the first group that I understood as a kid. Mm-hmm. The best memory of a game I have growing up is the 04 Florida game. I remember where I was, what I was doing when Will Hoyt made that field goal. And then my freshman year of high school was...
Don't start getting me sad.
Lane Kiffin. 09 was my freshman year of high school. I had Lane Kiffin. And I was living in Georgia my freshman and sophomore year before we moved to Alabama. So I had to deal with Georgia fans freshman and sophomore year of high school. And then I moved to Alabama and been dealing with Alabama fans ever since, on top of Tennessee just flat out sucking. So
don't start making me sad, man.
I say that to say that even though I didn't grow up in the golden era of Tennessee football, it was still my dream to go to school at Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean,
my dad would.
You live in one school.
Yes, but not only that though. Like, my family's from Tennessee. My dad went to school at Tennessee. I was born at Fort Sanders in Knoxville, just before my dad began his career in the Army. I was born in September of 95. He graduated from ROTC at UT in December of 95, and then we started moving all over the place. So just wanting to follow in my dad's footsteps, and I know we joke about where I'm from. Growing up, being in a military family, you don't have just one home. You have many homes, and you've lived in one particular place. But the constant place for me was when I would visit my grandparents in West Tennessee. So that's why I've always considered Tennessee home, even if I technically didn't live there. So it was always my lifelong dream to attend Tennessee and graduate from Tennessee and have a diploma from Tennessee, a degree from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was a star football player, or a star baseball player, star basketball player, it would be hard for me to go elsewhere just because of what Tennessee means to me. Hard to go elsewhere if the team isn't good, just because it's bigger than just sports to me. Like to me, this is home. So I would hate to be in Ty Simpson's shoes of wanting to come to Tennessee, loving Knoxville, loving the people. You live and interact with Tennessee fans all day, every day.
Tight, you know, getting tight with the players.
Yep. He's gone duck hunting many a times with the Mays brothers, with Trey Smith and whatnot. So I do not envy his decision, because my heart would want to go to Tennessee all day, every day, even though I know it may not be the best business decision for me.
And the competitor in Ty was like, I can help. I can change that. You know, I could be the missing ingredient. I could be the missing piece. I mean, that's just the competitor in yourself when you say that, you know, to yourself, and you see the problems, you feel like you can be the solution. Going back to the text box.
And technically, he's in a better situation to succeed now post-Pruitt than he was with Pruitt. He's going to be more developed under Josh Heupel and Alex Golesh and Joey Halsley than he is Chris Winkie and Jeremy Pruitt and Jim Chaney. And they're going to let him do more in this offense than they would have in Pruitt's offense.
I mean, according to a former Central Florida player, I mean, Heupel will let you be who you are and let you let it hang. So,
I mean, the quarterback system is the guy. I don't know how any quarterback in the country could watch Halsley and Golesh speak to the media for the first time, and everything they said about teaching quarterbacks and developing quarterbacks and what all the quarterback has control of, and not want to play in that system.
Hey, man. Heck of an opportunity. Zeus says he could be bigger than Peyton. He could be. I don't think he will, but he could be. The thing about Peyton, I mean, he had a lot of really good teammates around him to help him be who he is. And I think a lot of people forget that. Peyton ain't the only person that was on that football team. He had really good players around him at running back, offensive line, the receivers to throw to. A lot of those guys that they played with Peyton played in the NFL. So sometimes people lose sight of that. They think, you know, Peyton was a tennis player. No, Peyton had help.
He's a golfer.
He was good too, but he had a lot of help too. And I don't think there's going to be a quarterback that comes through Tennessee that's going to be bigger than Peyton, because I just don't see that type of talent around a quarterback like that in our lifetime. I don't know if I'm going to see that. I don't think we're going to see it. So he could have a huge effect on Tennessee football. And he could do something special, man. He could really do something special. On the topic of Heupel building relations, Jamie Hyatt, the father of Jalin Hyatt, receiver, hosted a Zoom meeting with a parent of current players, said it was Heupel's idea.
Yeah, I've got the tweet right here, 52 minutes ago. The parents had a Zoom meeting with Coach Heupel last night. His idea, BTW, a.k.a., by the way, hashtag Vol Nation, we have a player's coach who's going to love and push our sons to form a close team first brotherhood to compete, to strive for excellence on and off the field in a myriad of different ways.
Hey, man, as long as the parents excited, players excited, that's good. That's good. Now, I mean, Heupel has done everything right so far, for sure, man. He's reaching out to foreign players. I don't know if he's sleeping, but he's reaching out to foreign players. I mean, he's burning up the phones. That is for sure. And that's something he has to do. That's the difference between Central Florida and here. There's a difference between Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy, who was able to enjoy fishing and doing all that, hanging out and stuff during the season. The difference here, man, it's just so much weight that's put on you as a coach of Tennessee. But I'm just happy for the parents, because for so long they were in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Yeah, parents tweeting about how they were loyal to Pruitt. Had no – and Pruitt telling the parents, oh, I'm good. I'll be here. I'm good. And I'm – like, I'm hearing these things. I'm like, you know, Pruitt's not good.
That player's still here, by the way.
Yeah, that player is still here.
Still here.
Here's someone on text box that – I don't know why y'all asking me. All you got to do is just ask yourself and the answer will just appear. How about this one? Trying to find it. Come on, man. Where is it? It's actually about Dylan Brooks. Where is it? Golly, man. You see it?
I'm looking.
This show's. Feels like it's flying back. Flying by. Let me find this.
I do not see it. If you made a comment about Dylan Brooks, put it back on here.
Man, was it last hour? No, man, it wasn't last hour. I just saw it.
Mine only goes back to 8:40 a.m.
Jason from the Borough. Time to call Ty Simpson, Swain. 8:21. Absolutely. Volunteer Jack, did you see the interview with Terry Fair set the record straight on why he left and wasn't fired? Yeah, I mean, you do know I talked to Terry Fair. We text back and forth yesterday, actually. But I've known what was going on with Terry Fair. The whole entire time. And good, you know, Terry and Russell have. You know, they did radio together. So, man, that's good for Russell that he had T-Fair on. Stinks. And let's see here. Where's that dang message about Dylan Brooks, Ben?
I don't know. My text box goes back to 8:40.
Oh, my gosh. It was great. There's Tramiel's talking about Olivier. All right, you did that. Ponds, we did that one.
Are you sure it was today? Was it yesterday?
Maybe it was yesterday. Oh, there it is. 9:06. Zeus. I found
yesterday.
It. What's today? Oh, it's today.
So you scrolled back all the way to 8 o'clock and it was 11 minutes ago.
Man,
to be fair, I scrolled over it too.
Dude, I was into yesterday's messages. All right. That one about Terry Fair, actually. Zeus says, I'm confused over Dylan Brooks. He left because we got a new coach, but went to a new coach. Maybe because we lied to him about Pruitt being good. Garner is here now. I feel like I'm missing something on why he would go to Auburn. Zeus, you ain't missing anything. Zeus, come on, Zeus. Do you really need me to answer this question?
put the pieces together.
He left because we got a new coach, but went to a new coach. Maybe because we lied to him about Pruitt being good. No, Pruitt told everybody he was good, which is what he should told everybody. I mean, Pruitt didn't know what was coming down. He didn't know what they knew. He knew what he did, but he didn't know that they knew and had proof.
Zeus got it.
Did Zeus get it?
Zeus got it.
There you go, Zeus. There you go, Zeus. Like it would make sense if Dylan Brooks went to like Georgia or Alabama or a school that had a stable coaching staff, and he's like, you know, I'm going to my number two option because just, you know, this staff, you know, I have a good relationship with. But he went to a school where he doesn't have a relationship with them either. It just got there. So what could it be? Engineering program. Auburn has a really good engineering program. The campus is beautiful, though. It's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful campus. It's a lot prettier than, you know, Tuscaloosa's campus.
You tried to tell me a couple months ago that there is nothing at Auburn.
The campus is pretty. I didn't say this town.
The campus is the town. That's the thing. The campus is the town.
The campus is pretty, man. The campus is pretty. Let's go to the phones.
Turkey Man,
good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, hey, individual.
What? How did you start the letter out that you wrote to Ty? How did it say, Dear Ty?
Dear Ty.
Is that how it said? That it went?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
And how did you sign it?
Peyton Manning.
Yours truly or?
Yours truly, Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Well, I heard you talking about him like to hunt. Now, I'd be willing to take this boy turkey hunting. He just needs to sign on the dotted line.
You willing to give it all?
I ain't going to charge him a dime.
That's a violation.
I ain't going to charge him nothing.
Yeah, it's a violation. You got to charge him the same amount you would charge anybody else.
Well, that'd be nothing.
All right, well, that works.
Turkey Man, the real question is, can you call the Hogs?
No.
Well.
To his country.
Yeah, I guess we could. My grandpa had them, and, you know, we learned, you know, at a young age, we eat everything but the hog but the squeal. And, well, everybody's around here that had some hogs. We had a hog killing. Scald them, cut it up, had fresh meat. It's good.
Did you hear Big Orange Mac tell us earlier that we needed to ask you?
Yeah, I heard him there. He can call as good as I can, I'm sure, on that. That's, I heard him. I mean, it's like barking. Everybody can bark. Everybody can say, you're piggy, you know.
Is that how
I ain't understood that. You talking about that guy, Brooks going to Auburn. I thought the same thing. And they ain't got nothing down there but trees that they got killed and they built some back and they throw toilet paper in. Especially now, as hard up as toilet paper is.
I mean, you know. I don't know why Dylan Brooks wouldn't go to a place that makes toilet paper.
No, I don't either. I mean, let's this, you know, maybe this that might be in the motive they had out of toilet paper. I don't know, but I just don't. I'm wondering just exactly how our coach. I'm kind of excited about this in a way because I believe we're going to put up some points.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we're going to put up some points, and. And that'll be a different deal of punting to turn it over to defense when we got the ball. Let's let our offense move it. Ain't nothing more I don't know what the correct word to a defense, something that's a slap in your face, I guess, is, or a hard on defense. Is when an offensive team So we're going for it on fourth. When you stop them on third, and they're going to go for it on fourth, and you know that they're probably going to make it, it just takes all the air out of yourselves. Well, I'm going to get out of here. Ben, don't be running on the road, folks. Not on the golf course.
Well, don't take so long, Turkey Man.
Well, you know, we'll just don't try to take my handicap parking spot, okay?
Okay, I won't do that. That's illegal. That's illegal.
If I'm parked handicapped, don't run over me.
You the worst, man. You hype Turkey Man up. You did that.
Do you think Turkey Man?
You did that, man. That's your fault.
Can teach Ty to shoot an arrow like JG? That's what GBO wants to know.
No, man. Y'all stupid. Stop. You crazy, man. Woo. Can anyone tell me what Turkey Man was talking about? Man. Oh my goodness. What did I shoot? DR Vault says, make sure Simpson knows about landing the plane if he goes hunting with Turkey Man. Man, I don't know what Turkey Man is talking about. DR Vault says, Auburn's foreign players must be writing some damn good letters. That's the truth. Jonathan 77 says Auburn has two McDonald's on campus. Recruits are loving it. Boy. Barker Falls says Auburn use Whataburger bags for books.
No, Auburn uses Tumors Corners lemonade. They hand theirs out in lemonade cups.
Oh my goodness, man.
Which, if I'm being honest, the lemonade is very good. You like lemonade?
I do love lemonade.
Screw Auburn.
That ain't fair, man. I'm sitting here thinking like, yo, Amarius Mims is in Georgia. Nothing has happened. Dylan Brooks just went to Auburn. Which you had to let him go, but like. Hey, man, I'm not hating on the kid, man.
Why'd you have to take that Dylan Brooks? Why couldn't you have taken the other Dylan Brooks in the state of Tennessee and deported him elsewhere? Moved him to a different team.
Oh,
took the wrong Dylan Brooks from me.
Oh, man. God. 865-255-03. Joey Outlaw said Caden Salter will be the first ball to win the Heisman. Have you seen his highlights? Try not to get too excited, but I can't help it. Heck yeah, you better be excited about Caden Salter. He's a baller. You know, he's dealing with something way more important than football right now. You know, as his father's battling back from COVID. But man, he's a player. He's a player. And so some random person on Twitter was like, I was talking about Ty Simpson. What about Caden Salter? Oh, what about him? He's on the roster. Yeah. Caden Salter's not part of the 2022 class. It's all about recruiting. It never stops. So just because you got a good player in your team doesn't mean you don't try to recruit good players that play their position. You always recruit good players. Always. You always want them on your campus, and if it doesn't work out, then they can go to another campus. But additionally, you always try to bring in as much talent as possible. I mean, no one listening to this show should ever say, why are we recruiting this guy when we have this guy? You should never let that come to your brain. You should never let that come out of your mouth.
What if you have Ty Simpson?
You should never stop recruiting because if we get Ty Simpson, guess who the next quarterback is I want?
Sam Horn.
No, they're in the same class. But the next quarterback in the 23 class.
Arch Manning.
I will want. Exactly.
Arch Manning. Where you at, cuh?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter who you have. You always try to recruit the best talent in America. Always. Simple as that.
What, let me rephrase for those who do not understand slang.
I don't know what you was talking about.
Where you at, cuh? A.K.A.
Cousin.
Where are you, sir? Would you like to come to Tennessee?
Correct. Correct, my friend. Correct, my friend. I'm right there with you, man. Always. Always, 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 always. You recruiting. Always.
Always be recruiting.
ABC. That's right. All right, who's next on the phone?
Dave Tona.
Dave Tona, good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. I got a question for Ben, and you'll understand in a minute, Swayno.
Were you the one helping Ben out with the golf cart?
So, Ben, did you run out of balls?
Since you are a pat-pat.
No, I make sure I have plenty of golf balls while I'm at the golf course.
Yeah, well, you said that you skipped a few. That's what
I was flustered. I needed to take a couple holes off. So, do you want to know my score with the holes that I skipped taken into account? Because I got a zero on those holes. I shot a career high. I shot in the 70s on that one.
Swayno, so my question to him was, how'd you play? And he said, bad. And I said, what's a good score for you? And he said, below 100. And I said, what'd you get? And he said, well, I took a couple of holes off. That's why my question was, what'd you do? Forget, run out of balls?
Oh, yeah, man. Ben was flustered. I would have been flustered, too. I would have went home.
I thought about it.
Yeah, hey. Golf is a sport that I've been told many years ago it was the most relaxing sport, and it can be, but man, I tell you what, it can be the most frustrating thing you ever did.
Yeah, whoever told you that lied.
Yes, because I am too competitive. I told Swain yesterday before I was going, I said, nice weather. I can't wait to get out there, just be on the golf course, be in nature by myself, put my headphones in, listen to my podcast. It's my zen. And I get out there, and it was complete chaos.
Well, here's the thing, okay, and this is the honest to God's truth. My biggest mistake that I made in learning golf is, number one, I can always drive the ball a long ways. I can hit 300 pretty much any time I load up on a tee box if the hole calls for that. And that's the worst thing that could happen to me, because every time I walked up to the tee box, I tried to hit 300. And what really made me realize what golf was about is I'm not Tiger Woods, so why am I putting so much darn pressure on myself?
The competitor in you.
Yep.
The competitor in you.
But it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of practice. And it takes a lot of beer. You have to drink a lot of beer.
That's true.
When the game's not going well, guess what? The beer's still good.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
But, Swayno, one thing I wanted to say about the Ty Simpson saga is, you know, if I had his address, I'd run over to the flea market right quick. And you know those license plates they make? I'd get one. You know those things that you hang on like your wall when you was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Those skinny, narrow license plates?
Mm-hmm. Or
I'd get one that would say Simpsons Street. How about that?
Yeah, you know Tennessee used that whole street thing with Jerry Garantano when they sent him a graphic, and it had Peyton Manning and it had Garantano. That probably was the best recruiting graphic I've ever seen. But we can put it in real life. We can actually make one that says Simpson Manning.
Can we just reuse that one and take Garantano off and put Simpson?
No, you probably got to go.
You know,
that's kind of like giving an engagement ring to a girl that a girl last week told you no. You proposed to one, they told you no. And you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to use the same one and give it to the next person.
She don't know?
You know, that's pretty funny.
Eventually, I mean, she might find out. I mean, Tossinson may not know it initially, but he's going to find out eventually. It's just best to just go ahead and go the extra mile. Just get just fresh. Just make him one. Make a street sign that says Simpson Manning. How about that?
You know, it's kind of funny with the Garantano one. Can you imagine somebody that's not from Tennessee seeing a street sign that says Garantano and trying to watch them pronounce it?
I know, right?
Jared don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
I know, man. He just
guys, I got to jump. Talk to you.
See ya.
Don't jump off the bridge.
That's on DR Vol when Tennessee loses.
Ty Simpson. You know what's funny about Jared Garantano is he picked Tennessee over Urban Meyer, and Ty Simpson is choosing between Tennessee, Nick Saban, or Dabo Sweeney. Very similar. Number two dual threat quarterback in the country, too.
That's true, my friends.
We got C-Mac next.
C-Mac, what's up, man?
Did Turkey Man just say he eats chitlins?
I don't know what Turkey Man was talking about.
I could have sworn he just said he ate chitlins.
I'm sure he does.
I mean, it's early, but I could have sworn he said he ate everything off the hog except for one thing.
I mean, if he does, I'm sure he eats chitlins. Or it might be the one thing he don't eat.
I need to go to his church then. I need to go to his church. It's a confirmed fact. I say once, you know, everything gets better in the world. We all make an effort in person. I know you can go virtually, but I definitely want to hear him give the word in person one day.
Hey, man, if you go to Turkey Man's church, you better go when the Lions are playing because you know you ain't going to be able to watch that game.
I know.
Better go to the Thanksgiving service.
Turkey Man going to be talking about 4 o'clock. The game's going to be over. The Lions going to be in overtime.
No, they've already lost at that point.
You're
all wrong.
Oh, man. I love you, Turkey Man. I'm messing with you, Turkey Man.
Me too, man. He gave me a really great birthday gift. I don't think a lot of people know this, but personally, he took the time on my birthday this past year to send me a message, and he did a turkey call on my birthday, man, and that made me smile. So
Turkey Man's the goat.
I know I had a chance to. He is, man. He really is. Love that guy. Oh, so this morning, there's a lot that I kind of wanted to throw in there, whether it's a baseball team using, you know, McDonald's bag to celebrate home runs, or me wrongly tweeting Ben that it was a walk-off when it wasn't,
yeah,
or,
I caught that.
You know, some real question. Shut up, Ben. or, you know, the misconception that one of the best baseball players of Ben's entire life could possibly be retiring.
Albert Pujols?
That's too much baseball. Yes.
The machine.
That's right. Look at you, baseball historian over here.
Bro, I told you I'm Harold Reynolds Jr.
Harold Reynolds Jr.
You don't want to be Harold Reynolds Jr.
See, mate, did he not know that?
You want to be Lil Poppy.
I don't think you know that you don't want to be Harold
Reynolds. Yeah, you don't want to be Harold Reynolds Jr.
I'm talking about as far as the baseball knowledge.
You don't want to be Harold Reynolds Jr. You want to be Joe Morgan Jr.
I'll be the black Tim Kirk.
The black Tim Kirchin?
Yeah, I'll be the black Tim Kirchin.
You want to be...
That's better.
Joe Morgan Jr. is who you want to be.
I'm being the black Tim Kirchin.
Tim Kirchin.
I said it.
We'll take it.
That's me.
But it's not on, at least for me this morning. We'll have it, with
oh boy.
Harold Reynolds.
What happened to Harold Reynolds?
He just, he's not a fan favorite. Mm-mm. He's kind of like the Desmond Howard of baseball, probably.
That's wrong, dude.
That's a good comparison, now that I think about it.
I like Desmond Howard, though.
I can't stand listening to Desmond Howard.
What? You a hater.
No. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know
anything. He won a Heisman. What do you mean?
I'm talking about Desmond Howard, the analyst on College Game Day. He knows nothing.
Oh.
He's always fumbling over his words. He always seems like he's unprepared.
I like Desmond Howard.
I like Desmond Howard, the football player. I don't like Desmond Howard, the analyst.
Sorry. All right. So finish your
it's
call.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to reclaim my call here. From
Ben. Go for it. My bad.
All right. So two things. NFL mock draft this time of year. We're getting ready to be in April. I mean, we're getting ready to be in March, and then we're going to pick up steam for the next few weeks. All these mock drafts, there's one thing I'm looking for in particular. Over the past few years, I conditioned myself to say, realistically, we shouldn't have a first-round pick. We being, you know, Tennessee. Like, the Tennessee football volunteers producing a first-round pick. And it's been harder and harder every year to try to stay level in that degree. You know, I think sometimes my passion for this football team makes me be a little dumb when it comes to truly evaluating talent. But I'm going to say this. If we get to the draft and Trey Smith ain't taken in the first round, when you have some big-ass jackass from Georgia who decided to play four snaps and get selected in the first round by the Titans who don't want to play football. Like, how can any NFL organization, not just the Titans, but any of the 32 teams, how can they make an assessment that says that Isaiah Wilson kid, oh yeah, first-round kid, he clearly didn't have the mental stamina. On the other side, you have a kid like Trey Smith, who we all know every single 32 team, the first thing out of their damn mouth is going to be about his health condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So why is it that NFL teams are not probing, you know, players like Isaiah Wilson for their mental health, but they're getting ready to pass on generational talent like Trey Smith because of a physical health problem he had?
That was a question?
Yes.
he was flowing, man. You was just flowing, C Mac. That was just flowing.
I'm sorry. It's early, and you gotta drain it out first thing in the morning, man. You gotta let it go.
You was flowing. I mean, yeah. Trey's gonna have to answer that question 100%, and he's gonna be his first day at the combine. He's gonna be at the hospital. You know, he's been injured. You know, he's had a. Once they hit like a lower extremity, did he have an ankle, knee?
All of the above.
I mean,
shoulder was his biggest problem. His labrum was messed up, and then he was also dealing with a knee injury.
Yeah, so he's gonna be in the hospital a very, very, very long time getting those tests, and that's gonna be, you know, his biggest question.
I think the difference, C-Mac, between Trey Smith and Isaiah Wilson is the position that they play. It's very hard to find tackles in the NFL. Tackles are so important. I know Isaiah Wilson is playing right tackle, but maybe they
envision Isaiah Wilson ain't playing anything.
Well, you know what I mean. They drafted him as a right tackle.
Yeah.
But
intention.
Yes. Left tackle, right tackle. Those Big positions.
Trey ain't gonna play tackle in the league. He gonna play inside.
Yeah, he's playing guard. He's playing guard. And tackles are far more valuable than a guard. So when you look at a guy like Isaiah Wilson specifically, you see the athleticism and the potential at that position that is more critical to your football team. So I think that's why a guy like Isaiah Wilson gets drafted before Trey Smith, although I'd rather have a team full of Trey Smiths than a team full of Isaiah Wilsons.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And that's why you see tackles go before guards in the draft. Very, very rarely do you see a guard go before a tackle. Now, and like this year, Penei Sewell will be the highest drafted offensive lineman. He's the offensive tackle out at Oregon, and it's because he's a freak of an athlete and has all the potential in the world, and he plays that critical position. I think the highest paid positions outside of quarterback are left tackle and pass rusher and corner, and that's for a reason, especially left tackle and pass rusher. So I think that's the biggest thing with Trey outside of the health is that he plays a position that somewhat easy to replace, I guess.
That makes sense. One last thing before I jet up out of here, and this is to go back on Swain and his petty thing.
Oh my goodness, I have not done anything today. I have been good.
Well yeah, you've been, you know, good.
You want a treat for it?
Yeah, man.
I know what. So, Swain, remember how you said we should be petty and, you know, save those screenshots? You know, I just want to ask you verbally. So, I have been sitting on the screenshot from, like, December 2018 where I asked you a question and you flat out said no. Like, you're like, nope, not going to happen. And then, like, a couple weeks later, it did happen.
Does
that qualify?
Yeah.
Does that qualify in the sense of petty? 100%,
man.
All right. Well, just stay tuned for the tweet a little bit later.
Can you just tell us?
Which one was it?
We don't get on Twitter like that.
Shut up! like you got somebody, you know, like handling your Twitter profile.
Ben, I don't, but I don't scroll Twitter, especially when you tweet.
I don't know what I was wrong about, man. I've been wrong about a lot of things.
That's well, sure. And I think that's the thing that's going to take the air out of my sail there.
Why?
You know, you can't admit that you are wrong about something. Not a lot, you know, not every day.
Not a lot.
But, you know, when you are, you know, like saying you almost had $1,000, you know, in 2006, you know, you close.
Bro.
You know?
We were on pace. We was on pace for that. I didn't say I almost had it. We were on pace. On pace.
I got hurt. Warn you said you almost had it.
Hey, on pace. I would have had it if I wouldn't have got hurt.
No, man. I thought about you the other day, Swain, when I was watching that I Am Athlete video with Cam Newton. And they started talking about P-Dub. And I went back and looked at some of those, you know, Peter Warwick highlights, and then looked at the 95 Florida State team. And the thing that jumped out to me was, you know, 95 Florida State had 2,000-yard receivers. And, you know, something about that just, you know, tickles the twine. But I appreciate the conversation this morning, gentlemen.
So what were you wrong
y'all
about?
I want to know. I want
to
know.
See, man, you're not allowed to leave until you tell us what Swain was wrong about.
He was wrong about T. Well, actually, when you think about it, the way I phrased the question in 2018, he wasn't wrong.
What'd you ask?
I asked, would T be in consideration for OC or coming to Tennessee? And Swain was like, nope. Don't even think about it.
I mean,
he did come to Tennessee.
It didn't happen.
Not as OC.
It didn't happen then.
So technically, you're wrong for calling him out.
I know. I'm seeing that now as I talk that through.
Oh my gosh, C Mac.
All right, C Mac.
Man, y'all be easy.
You tried, man. You tried.
We got Nick, aka Vaughn Birmingham.
Vaughn Birmingham, good morning, man.
Since you put his business on Front Street.
You did it. You did it again.
But you did it first. And then Vaughn Birmingham reminded me. So that's why Vaughn
Birmingham. Yeah, that's kinda on you, Swain.
I can't win, man. I can't win with y'all. I can't win with y'all. Good morning, man.
C-Mac was flowing and going, man.
He was. He forgot that.
He was wrong.
He was actually wrong. That's how much he was flowing.
Goodness.
Remember when I proved you was wrong? No, C-Mac, that was you, man. Oh, yeah. All right, y'all have a good day.
Man, I was calling in for something else. Then he got me off track, and now I don't even know where I'm at. I feel like Turkey Man.
Hey, it's all Turkey Man's fault.
You're also in Birmingham, so.
Hey, man.
The armpit right, of man. America.
Yeah. Hey, I can't even disagree with you, man. I mean, I can't. I can't do it. And you're talking, let's go back to Ty Simpson, because that's the reason that I called in, and that's the only reason that, the only thing that really matters right now is Ty Simpson. And Ty Simpson, if you're listening, man, like Ben said earlier, Alabama fans don't even know who you are.
Nope.
I was talking to a few ex-Alabama players the other day, and I was like, you know, y'all might be getting a big commitment on Friday. And they're like, who? I said, Ty Simpson. They're like, who's that?
I got the same response. I texted two of my buddies. I texted two of my buddies and said, looks like y'all may get Ty Simpson.
That's the difference between Tennessee fans and Bama fans. They don't know who Ty Simpson is. And the Tennessee fans, Ty Simpson is a part of their prayers before dinner.
And when we wake up, Ty Simpson gets the last word and the first word. Of each day.
That's right, man.
We pray
for Ty Simpson over
who
here.
Who is that? I said Ty Simpson, the big time quarterback from Tennessee, who's picking between Tennessee, Clemson, and Alabama. And their response was not. Oh, okay. Their response was, I don't think Nick wants a quarterback this class. I think he's gonna get a 2023 guy. I said, no, Nick wants this guy.
Yeah. That's Ty, man. Listen to these conversations. This is what's really happening down here in Alabama.
Somebody clipped this and tweeted at him.
No, don't tweet recruits.
It's going to happen anyways. We might as well do something that's going to help get Ty Simpson.
Before you know, you'll be posting workout videos. Stop.
I ain't posting camp phrases.
I don't tweet recruits, man. I can't rap. I'm sorry.
Stop.
DR of all tweets recruits. He can do it for us.
he does do that.
Don't tweet recruits
ever.
You know, just getting into the weeds of it all. If with him being a quarterback, he doesn't have to go to Alabama or Clemson to get to the league. And I get that, you know, that's his ultimate goal is to get to the league. But name me a successful Alabama quarterback that's come out of Alabama the whole time Nick Saban's been there that has been successful in the league.
I explained that yesterday.
No, he hasn't. This is a new way for Nick Saban, and that is, you know, the offense leading the way and a quarterback being prolific, like we've seen Tua and now with Matt Jones. So there's been a change. There's been a change. You know, Nick started there with just defense and running the football, and now, you know, they're putting receivers in the league left and right, and now quarterbacks are putting up crazy numbers. So, yeah, this is different. This is different for Nick Saban.
And I agree with you with that because, I mean, the offense has definitely shined. But I think Mac Jones would really be the tail because, in all honesty, I mean, he's kind of just a system guy. I mean, he's not – he Tua was electric, what is what made him stand out. So, you know, I think Mac Jones will be the quarterback that is a quote-unquote pocket passer to come out of Saban's new offense to see how he does in the league.
Man, I hope we get Mac Jones to the Bears. I'll be thrilled with Mac Jones. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's, but I mean, he's no, you know, he's not Trevor Lawrence.
Why is he so much different than Tua? Like, it's, you know, besides the fact that
because
Tua,
he's a tall, white, unathletic quarterback.
He is athletic.
He's not too
compared
athletic
to the new no, age.
But before his hip injury was, I mean, he was electric.
He's not the new age athletic, which isn't sexy, which is what turns people off.
I don't care what's sexy, man. The dude.
But people do. That's why the perception of him is different.
It is, and I don't have any faith in Alabama quarterbacks. I mean, I've seen. I mean, I've seen what they do, and they're all just a product of the system, and that's my opinion. But,
yeah.
I mean, you can make anybody look good if you go out there and give them the best wide receivers, best offensive line, best running back that money can buy. And I said that for a reason. But
I know.
I mean,
we know.
But,
everybody you know, knows.
Yeah, everybody knows. And that's the thing, you know, you were talking about earlier about how Amarius Mims is at Georgia and nothing's going to – you know why nothing's going to be done? And – this is just the truth, is the fact that there's not one person inside of that athletic department that's going to tell on that athletic department.
Well, that and also Alabama's not messy to where
– No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not messy.
Oh, yeah. They got it down pat. But, you know, if the people inside your athletic department are willing to cover up dirt, then you'll never find anything in any of those athletic departments.
Yeah, I mean, imagine all the times that Alabama has been told on by other schools.
Yeah,
because what happens? What gets you in trouble is when you go into places. I'll give you an example. Hugh Freeze went into Illinois and got Laquan Treadwell, and when you go into places where there's not a lot of cheating going on, and you pull players from those areas, and the state school knows what happened. They're going to turn your butt in. But when you pull players from Florida, Georgia, where everyone in the SEC gets dirty, you're not going to tell on each other because you're basically telling on yourself. You're not going to do it. So you got to be careful about going up to, you know, Iowa to get a player. And, you know, Iowa knows about it. They're going to turn your butt in because they ain't doing anything wrong, so they don't have any problems, you know, telling on someone else. That's what happened with Hugh Freeze.
I agree with you. When somebody else turns you in, you know, that opens you up. But if, you know, the compliance people from outside the university come to talk to the compliance people inside the university, and the compliance people inside the university says, well, we'll see if you can find it because you're never going to find it, then, you know, that's what keeps you out of trouble.
No, that's right. I mean, right.
But, and that was Pruitt's downfall. You know, he made the wrong people mad. But
he made everybody mad.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, he made everybody
mad. He pissed everybody off.
Yeah, he pissed everybody off. He pissed me off. You know, I you know, but
he pissed you off when he lost to Georgia State and all those other games.
Yeah. But he never treated me like, you know, I never had like a Terry Fair experience or, you know, Rump experience or anything like that where, like, he, you know, talked down, talked bad to somebody or talked bad to me, and I just didn't like him. I never had that experience.
It's so weird to hear about experiences with Pruitt and then actually knowing people that know Pruitt and just hearing – he's got different personalities for different people. It's so weird.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't understand it at all. But, yeah, I mean, so Ty Simpson on Friday. I hope he comes to Tennessee. I don't have a good feeling about it. But if he goes to Clemson over Alabama, it won't hurt as bad for me. So I'll talk to y'all later, guys.
See you, man. Have a good one.
See you, Nick.
Wait. Blame me for the things that you do.
Huh? What? Me?
Golly.
You know, Tennessee got back in the state of Texas yesterday on the recruiting trail, offering the cousin of Caden Sauter, a 3-star linebacker.
Man, we've been in the state of Texas. We got more offers out there than anybody. We offer everybody.
That is true. Do you think we'll see a change in that? Jeremy Pruitt's staff like led the country in offers they sent out.
Bush Jones was like that too, man.
I know, but do you think this coaching staff will be like that? A lot of re-offers right now.
I mean, how do you not be like that?
I think you have to cast the wide net.
You are desperate.
Yep.
You are desperate. I'm not going to offer you until you commit. I'm not going to offer you unless you're going to commit. You're going to commit. You're going to commit? You're going to commit? Then I'll offer you. You're not going to commit? Well, I'm not going to offer you then. Oh, we didn't have that many offers out. You can't play those games if you're Tennessee. You can't play those games at all. We are here homeless, man. Hey, here's a dollar. Nope, don't want that dollar. Nope, wrinkled up. Mm-mm. I want 5. It needs to be crispy. We desperate, so we're going to throw out a ton of offers. Dear of all, man, what's wrong with you? Something's wrong with you. No, I don't know if anyone talked to Jason Simpson's dad. Okay, Dear of all, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Oh man. Oh. Have y'all heard Desmond Howard laugh? Yeah.
It's interesting.
DR Vol says, don't worry, man. I got a lot of Butch Please screenshots. Oh, yeah, share them, man.
I'm sure there's some of you too, DR Vol.
Yeah, share them.
Everybody was in on Butch.
Butch Please, that was clever. Just like.
Do it, Pruitt.
C-Max hypertension and hypertunnel and all that stuff. I mean, it's just funny. You know, just Pruitt. Lane Train. What was Dooley's?
Dooley Fooley.
Was it Dooley Truck? Something? I don't know what it was.
It was the dog, the Dooley dog.
I don't know what it was.
Opportunity is nowhere.
I don't know what it was.
That's what Dooley's was. Opportunity is nowhere.
That's all when he was first hired and people were like playing on words with his name. I don't remember Dooley's. Tennessee video today. Crouch working hard.
Move that weight, young buck. And bring Henry with you.
Jay Black says, I don't think they were recruiting, implying we shouldn't recruit Ty. They were just asking about what Sauter in terms of being special Tennessee, as in Caden has as much potential to be special here as Ty. Maybe that was Jay Black that tweeted me. Because how the heck does that person, Jay Black, know what that other person was intending to say on the tweet? Hey. Y'all know how I feel about Caden Sauter. I know Jim Chaney loved him and looked at him as possibly being a starter this year, but Jim Chaney's not here anymore. So, and he's already here. We got stockpile quarterbacks. It's Ty Simpson week. For Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. Have a great day. Peace and love.